God bends our will to His. Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 8, Lesson 3, by Mark D. Vogt. All is out of Him, Romans 11:36. The perception is that people are free to choose what they want to choose. We all live and operate making hundreds of choices daily in our lives. Sometimes the choices are good, and sometimes they are bad. But our perception is that we had the freedom to make those choices. If only I had known what I know now, I would have chosen differently, is a common mantra. That is the problem. The individual didn't know then what they know now, and if they had the same limited information they originally had, they would have made the same decision. The reality is that, as human beings, we have extremely limited knowledge about anything, and most of the time that knowledge is incomplete or it is wrong to one extent or another. So, while people believe they freely choose their own paths, God ultimately directs and shapes every human life according to His purpose. Human knowledge is limited and imperfect, so people make decisions based only on what they know at the time. Scripture shows that the steps of a man are prepared by God, meaning that even while people make plans and choices, God establishes the outcome according to His will. The Scriptures emphasize that man devises his way, but God's counsel alone stands firm. From Jehovah are the steps of a man. They have been prepared. Psalms 37:23. A man's heart, it devises his way, yet Yahweh, He establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Many are the designs in a man's heart, yet the counsel of Yahweh, it shall stand firm. Proverbs 19:21. The design is that people feel independent, so they can learn through life's experiences, especially through failure and poor decisions. Over time, God uses these experiences to bend human will toward His own purposes, most often without people realizing it. This truth is seen even in Adam's sin, which was a vital part of God's larger plan. Adam's fall created mankind's need for God and for a Savior, making possible a deeper appreciation of God's love, grace, and provision. At the center of this plan, this Logos, is Jesus Christ, through whom God works to undo the effects of Adam's sin. God's ultimate purpose is to bring all creation into harmony with Himself, so that, in the consummation, He will be all in all. Thus, God's sovereign will is always at work throughout history, guiding humanity toward that glorious outcome.